Once upon a time, there was a very beautiful blonde girl who lived in a village near the forest with her mother. One day, her grandmother gave her a very nice red riding cloak. This is why everybody in the village called her Little Red Riding Hood. One day...
Did you call me mother?
Yes, Little Red Riding Hood. Your grandmother is very sick. I want you to go to her house and take her this little basket with some bread and honey.
Yes, mother.
But don't stop in the forest and don't talk to strangers. Do as I say and get soon to your grandmother's house.
Yes, mother.
And Little Red Riding Hood went through the forest with the little basket for her grandmother, who lived in a nearby village. Along the way, she saw many beautiful flowers in the forest.
Oh, what a beautiful flowers! I will take some to my grandmother.
She left the little basket in the ground to pick some flowers. When suddenly,
good morning, Little Red Riding Hood.
Good morning, Mr. Wolf.
Where are you going so early?
I'm going to my grandmother's house to take her this little basket with some bread and honey.
Ha 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 ha! And does your grandmother live far from here, Little Red Riding Hood?
Oh no, Mr. Wolf! She lives just across the forest, in the first little house in the village, the one with the white door.
Goodbye, Little Red Riding Hood. I hope she gets better. And look, do you see that road?
Yes, I do.
Just follow that road and you will get soon to your grandmother's house.
Oh yes, I will. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Little Red Riding Hood kept looking for flowers, disobeying her mother, who told her not to stop in the forest and to get soon to her grandmother's house. Meanwhile, the wolf knocked at Little Red Riding Hood's grandmother's house.
Who's there?
It's me, Grandmother, Little Red Riding Hood. Henry brought you a basket with some bread and honey.
Come in, little daughter. Push the door.
As soon as the wolf entered, he gobbled up Little Red Riding Hood's grandmother. Then he put on a nightgown, jumped into bed, and waited for the little girl. A few minutes later, Little Red Riding Hood arrived at her grandmother's house. She knocked at the door.